shower or thunderstorm are actually better, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s each day. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in a murder investigation. 35-year-old Douglas Scarborough is being charged with murder and the shooting death of 72-year-old Jerry Scarborough. This happened Wednesday near the intersection of Highway 82 and County Road 101. Two more people are facing criminal charges in connection with the deadly boat crash on Smith Lake. Troopers say a Winston County grand jury drew up charges against Nick and Jody Suggs, both of Decatur. Authorities say they were involved in the boat crash that killed a Troy woman on the 4th of July. And Alabama News Network's second annual Putts for Paws golf tournament is happening today at Emerald Mountain Golf Club. The event raises money for the Elmore County Humane Society. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Police in Southern California say they've stopped a terrifying mass shooting plot targeting a hotel.
U.S. Steel is temporarily laying off about 200 workers in Michigan.
President Trump delivering mixed messages about enhanced background checks for gun buyers.
Oh, I have an appetite for background checks. We're going to be doing background checks.
At the same time, after another call with the NRA chief Tuesday, arguing the existing system is already strong.
Window washer got stuck outside the 53rd floor of a high-rise.
When we looked up, we saw the man just hanging from the top floor.
It's the scene at the Oroville Airport moments after the small business jet with 10 people on board ran off the runway after an aborted takeoff. The plane quickly engulfed in flames, but not before everyone escaped, remarkably unhurt.
Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors basketball star, just gave Howard University the gift of golf. He's making this 7-figure donation to fund a men's and women's team at Howard for the next 6 years.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Also, we call this the TGIF Eve edition of the Dan Morris Show. 272-9228 is where we are. Those callers, any caller can get in Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Great place. If you haven't been there, you need to go down. I need to drive down and go talk to Reed and Karen and see what they have planned for the Labor Day weekend. That's going to be a big game day, big Boston butt days, big Cuban sandwich days, big everything. Okay, so let's,
we did.
We got that in. Let's go to Brandon Judd talking about the new border rule here.
With what we're doing now, it'll make it almost impossible for people to come into our country illegally. Plus, we're building large sections of the wall. I won the lawsuit 2 weeks ago in the Supreme Court. We're building large sections of wall and lots of other things.
President Trump there defending his administration's plan to end the 20-day limit on detaining migrant children and their families. ICE responding to all the fallout, saying children will not be held indefinitely. Let's bring in Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. First off, Democrats really slamming this move by the Trump administration. Nancy Pelosi put out a statement of her own saying this: the administration seeking to codify child abuse, plain and simple. The indefinite and prolonged detention of children would compound the cruelty and accelerate the heartbreaking humanitarian situation at the border. Your response to the reaction?
I'd first like to point out the hypocrisy. The Obama administration, they disagreed with the Flores ruling. The Obama administration understood that by not allowing us to detain people pending their deportation proceedings, illegal immigration was going to explode. We also have Senator Hirono that is saying that the administration is just looking to make it more difficult for illegal alien children. She was the same person that spoke so glowingly of current acting Secretary McAleen in his confirmation hearing for CBP commissioner. So, you know, they're now attacking the same people that they supported earlier on. This is a tool that we have in order to secure our borders, to make the American public safe. We're treating these children humanely. We're putting them in the best conditions that we can. The ACLU just said that we're jailing children. That's not true. We're putting them in places where they can have recesses. We're putting them in places where they have health care, very good meals. We're doing everything that we can to ensure the well-being of these children pending their deportation proceedings. And by the way, we're keeping the families together.
Yeah, let me tell you something. All these people that are talking about these kids, it's like they think they're leaving Beverly Hills or Bel Air to go into the United States and go to these. The places where these people come from, I've been to Guatemala, I've been to El Salvador, I've been to Honduras, I've been to southern Mexico, been to Mexico. And this is the most impoverished area you will ever see. I mean, the chickens that are running around are bony. I mean, like nobody would eat them because there's no meat on them. Let's go to our Gouda Capital guy, Red Top himself.
Hey, guys. Wow. This is just coming down to plain slander.
It really is. It's all now built on a house of lies.
It is the house of lies, the lack of clarity on his statement about the chosen one. And I think here's the big news of the week nobody's talking about. The first son is headed for 7 feet tall.
Oh yeah, did you? I saw Barron coming off the airplane. Man, he is.
This boy has grown a foot in years.
He really has. You're talking about how presidents changed during the presidency. That is a boy that is really growing up.
He is 6'4", and I do believe he's 13 years old.
And let me tell you, he's going to be in the basketball team and wherever he goes.
Gosh! And, you know, we haven't really had a first son since JFK Jr.
Yep.
All these other presidents have had girls, and they act like presidents have had girls.
Watch it, Red Top. I don't want my female audience to get mad at you.
Well, that's man, won't be the first damn time, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm just stunned how this kid has grown up, and it's such a crying shame because I'm sure he's a brilliant kid, and Melania is such a brilliant first lady, and she has no choice but to keep them completely shielded from the press, and that's a smart move. But it's a tragedy. Because the Trump family is a great story. About our president, there's never been a president in my lifetime put out more fires than this man. He has straightened out so many terrible issues and problems around this globe and put things back on a more polarized, normal fashion. It's stunning. It's a daily event where he's straightening something out.
Hey, really, let me tell you, when you look at this border and what he has done with no help from the Democrats, it is absolutely remarkable what he's done.
Right, the wall's going up. This is really smart because they're just going now to deport them as a family. That's why Nancy Pelosi doesn't like it. They're going to hold them and deport them as a family.
Yep.
And this is working, and what a genius for a president we have. I'm just really pissed off about the bad press. It's
dishonest press.
Dishonest press across the board, and they're doubling down. He has beat them at every angle, at every place. They don't stand a chance against him, but I'm concerned about the dishonest press. Joey, what is the Facebook news? Is there any hope on social media news?
I just watched an interview with Dan Crenshaw. He said, Dan Crenshaw and a few others, I think Facebook actually owed up to this idea. They have done a study with the former Senator John Kyle from Arizona. Yeah. So Facebook's actually taking time to look into what their problems are. And a lot of it has to do with algorithms and how it puts people in these thought silos and ideological silos. And then also their content.
Somebody has to write the algorithm.
Yes. And also when you're talking about banning hate groups, Facebook is kind of going, okay, that's a little more complicated than we realized. And they might be trying to save face. But they're doing a lot more than, say, Twitter or Google are owning up to. So
right.
At least applaud Facebook for having the conversation and owning up to we've made a lot of mistakes here.
So there may be some truth available along with all the untruth.
Well, that depends on Facebook as well as those posting on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I need to be consulting you and Dan because you are the new generation and Dan and I are the going out guy. So
he's got his Dan.
You know, at least got another 50 years on this great earth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that may be true because in another 20 years it's going to be against the law to die. Nobody wants to pay the liability insurance.
Roll Tide. I have to ask you a question. Randall.
Yes, sir.
Eric, hang on. I had a listener who asked me a question about you. Did you say that your dad owned a grocery store, and was it on Madison Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Was it down towards Crampton Bowl?
No, it was right next door to Capitol Heights Baptist Church. In fact, Capitol Heights Baptist Church bought that whole corner from my dad, and so did Lee High School for their parking lot. And that's where the old folks' home sits for Capitol Heights Baptist Church.
Oh,
so
okay.
His store was there. My grandfather built it in 1948, and my dad sold it in 1982.
Okay, and so they knocked it down, and that's where the old folks' home is?
Yeah, it's on the back side of it.
Okay.
So it was a
somebody was trying to place. They were thinking, well, where could it go? They didn't realize that it was knocked down. They were trying to think through because they said the little shopping center where the old Winn-Dixie was, that wasn't there back during that time. And so they couldn't place where the grocery store was.
The Quick Check Shopping Center went up around 1950. And that's what it was back then before it was Winn-Dixie. That's the grocery store on Mount Meigs. It used to be next to the post office.
Right.
Yeah. And whenever that opened, of course, it started putting the local merchants. Because there was Ryan Street Grocery. There are all little grocery stores all over the neighborhood.
Yeah, and that's what Montgomery was known for. I mean, you had, you know, everything was this little grocery. In Tallahassee, that's what you had. You had the Jolly's Groceries that we would go down and go get cereal and things. And that's what it used to be.
And these little places like my dad and TJ Best, they had some good meat markets. I'd go back there and carve my own T-bone. It was paradise.
There you go. Thanks for the information, Rich. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Randall, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How they do, Red Top, and Mr. Eric on behind me. Have you seen any? I know it's on. It was a video on Twitter. I didn't know. Have you seen it where how the wall is working? The new part. Have you seen it?
I saw the video where they captured the guys who couldn't get over the second part.
Yeah, that's the what I was saying. It looks like they put it way out. It's like they letting them know that not only if you can't get over it, they still arrested them and took them. They ain't just let them go back, and so. I thought that was pretty interesting. It wasn't just, you know what I mean? It wasn't just saying, oh, we tried and we gone. No, they put them in the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you, and man, that was just something I thought I can't even, I love you. I can't remember what it was anyway. Oh, my goodness. Good job, Mr. Dan.
Well, I appreciate it. You have a great day.
That was just a topping for it. I ain't what I'm talking about. All right, thank y'all.
Thanks. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hola.
Hola, my friend. How are you?
Fine. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Dan, I got a question.
Sure.
And it's just it may inform somebody, but it's really just a question I have. These guys that are trying to get across and that we're capturing and we're putting in these detention centers, if they go to somebody and say, hey, I want to go back to Mexico, are we turning them loose, or is there still a process they have to go through, or?
No, they want to go back home?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we send them back home.
Okay. So they're not really, the only reason they're being detained is because they want to go north instead of south.
Right. Well, exactly. They're being detained because they think they're going to be able to beat the system. And particularly with the Flores, this new decision, that's drastically going to change things.
Now, what is the Florida?
Flores exactly? Is that you can't hold kids for more than 23 days. And what the administration is doing is saying, under executive order, we're saying you can hold families together for until the whole process is finished, which can take 50 to 60 days, which you'll hear in just a little bit.
Okay. They act like we're holding them indefinitely.
That's the Democrat propaganda. That's the Democrat propaganda. And yeah. I hate it that somebody is just so willing to lie to try to get a point across. And they're going to make something that does not exist. And that's almost a definition of propaganda. And so they can try to criticize this when that's not what's happening.
Yes, sir. I was talking to somebody and they were like, well, we're jailing these people indefinitely. I was like, no. If they want to decide they want to go south, they're free to go.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a ride. And they thought I was lying. I didn't think I was because I listened to y'all.
There you go. You're a smart man.
Well, you don't have to. Somebody told me one time, you don't have to know everything. You just have to know where you can find the answer to everything.
There you go.
All right, y'all. Love your show.
Thanks. You have a great day. Good talking to you, Eric. News 93.1. Demo Show, we'll be back with Joey. No, Joey Caller Joey, right after this.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday it is. T-G-I-F-E. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joey. Joey, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Joey?
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Dan. I'm good. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Hey, listen, you talk about the border. I got the rare opportunity last week to actually go to the border with another group of pastors. There were about 30 of us. We actually got to tour the detainment center and an OOR facility.
What state were you in? The McAllen, Texas one?
Yes, McAllen, Texas, the Ursula Detention Center, and then we went about 40 minutes away to Hallogen to an OOR facility.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Well, number one, what the media is saying is a complete lie. The detainment center, when the detainees come over the border, most of them, 90%, are claiming asylum. 53% are coming with a child, which allows them, of course, the Flores Agreement from the 2014 with the ACLU allows them to, like you said earlier, to be detained for up to 20 days. But the problem is that once they come into this detention center, the border agents are having to do so much humanitarian work that they're off the border. They can't protect the border anymore.
Yeah.
When we were there last Friday, there was about 850 come through that day. It's been lowered. It's been on average about 1,600 to 1,700 a day come through that facility. It was amazing. Immaculately clean. They're treated with the utmost respect. Food, 3 meals a day, showers every day, clothing. It's not what the media says it is.
So they're not drinking out of toilets, and they're not given.
No,
they're given
no.
toothbrushes.
In fact, you know, when we walked in, of course, you know, we couldn't take pictures or videos because of federal law. But when we walked in, there were two little kids that actually were brought in. They were unaccompanied minors. They looked to be like 9 to 10 years old. And each hand, they had a juice box and a pack of crackers, and he thought it was Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the water stations that they have there are in the restroom area, or the pods that they call them, but they're not drinking out of toilets. They're 5-gallon water buckets. They're changed out all the time. 3 hot meals a day. It is truly amazing what these border agents are doing for us.
So what was the situation that you were down there? Were you going there as a mission trip or what?
Well, actually what happened was, is Tom Lanfrey, who is the chief of staff for the faith-based initiatives for the White House, invited a group of pastors. I was in the second group. There's about 30 of us. And they basically wanted us to come down and see the facilities, see the truth. And then basically we come back and report back to our congregations and the media. And that's what we did. But, you know, the conditions down there, like you said earlier, it is poverty everywhere. The operations manager for the camp that we were staying at, we stayed at like a Christian camp the Thursday night, or Friday night rather, I'm sorry. He was saying, you can go 10 miles away from that facility. I can blindfold you, unblindfold you, and you would not know if you were in Mexico or the United States. A 60-mile radius of the border, it's a totally different country.
It is.
And the need is unbelievable.
Joey, let me bring forth a lot of questions here. First of all, tell me about your church, the name of the church.
It's Seasons Church in Prattville. I've been a pastor there since 2011.
Well, that is wonderful. Let me ask you something. As a spiritual person, do you sense that there's a spiritual battle that's going on with this?
Well, yes. And that is one thing that we saw prevalent no matter what. No matter where we went, is the spiritual battle was there. There is such a darkness that is surrounding this place, and the reason being is because there's so much evil that wants to come across the border. And they're estimating that, you know, when we walked in, there were the pods that were set up to hold them when they first come in. They're chain link fence. They do go all the way up to the wall. They're magnetically locked. There's not a lock on them. They're magnetically locked. And they separate these kids and adults by age and gender. And the reason being is because most of the time it takes 30 days, 40 days for these kids to get up through the southern border of Mexico to our southern border of the United States.
Right.
And 30 to 40 days, these kids are being subjected to the most evil atrocities by the coyotes, by the men that bring them up, by other family members. They're being sex trafficked. They're being raped repeatedly through their whole time. So when they get in these facilities, they feel safe and protected. There is so much drugs that are coming through across the border, so much sex trafficking. It's amazing. And when you go down there, your heart does nothing but beat for these people.
When did you have a chance to talk to some of these kids in particular?
The only kid that we were allowed to talk to was one that were waiting by the shower, and we basically said, hey, how are you? How are you doing? Are you treated well? And they said yes. The other people that we got to talk to, Friday, we toured the facility. Saturday, we got to do a thing called Operation Border Blessing, where, again, the faith-based initiative dumped about $240,000 worth of supplies. They had a party for the border agents and their families. And then being able to go and introducing ourselves, we were told, go to introduce yourselves and just talk to these border agents. And to be able to say thank you to these border agents, and when you say thank you, tears stream down their face because they're not used to somebody saying thank you for the job that you're doing. And not only that, but the families that you come in contact with, the border agents, it was just gut-wrenching the way that they're treated by the liberal press and the liberal media and the protesters that are down there.
How big was the contingent that was protesting?
We only saw one or two with signs and things like that, but again, we were pretty much protected from that.
Joey, I really appreciate you calling today, and that's quite.
Well, I meant to actually call her in the week, and I was driving back from Sam's, and said, "Well, you know what? I need to call because I heard you talking about it." So it's the first time I've ever called either. By the way, so.
Well, Joey, let me get you in down as a first time caller. Give me your month and day of birth.
It is September 16th.
You got it, my friend. Joey, thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for the work that you do.
Hey, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate what you do as well. Joey, have a good day.
You too.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Giving voice to liberty.
energy in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport, a Southern California community on edge.
I have children, and I would rather have that person in custody than on the street.
As the search continues for a sniper who wounded a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in Lancaster.
This happened around 3 o'clock yesterday as 21-year-old Angel Reynosa was leaving work. He was in the parking lot, about to get in his car and take off his vest, when police believe the gunman fired from a rifle, one shot striking Reynosa in the shoulder. The shots coming from a government-subsidized apartment building for homeless and the mentally ill.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. New York City prosecutors say Harvey Weinstein will appear in court Monday to be arraigned on a new indictment. This comes after a new accuser testified before a grand jury. Fox News has learned the woman is Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra. Weinstein is awaiting trial on sexual assault charges. He denies the allegations. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
With the rain chances running pretty high over the next few days, if your town has been getting skipped lately, the daily chances are decent today and right on through the weekend. For today, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices, scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. And then they'll fade out in the overnight hours tonight. We'll fall to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting a shower or thunderstorm are actually better, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s each day. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Casasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Go back into Brandon Judd. Brandon Judd's going to be talking about it. It's all about politics. I know that's going to shock you.
It's a huge task, and obviously this is emotions run high when discussing these issues involving the children. And you reference back to the Obama years and Jay Johnson, the then DHS secretary under the Obama administration. This is a flashback to June 2018. He sat down on Fox News Sunday, to your point, taking issue with the same loophole that President Trump is trying to close. Here's Jay Johnson.
Well, we expanded family detention, and then we ran into the issue of the Flores case. I disagreed then with the ruling in the Flores case because I think that our Border Patrol and our immigration enforcement people need those tools available to deal with situations like this.
So why then is President Trump catching all the heat for this?
This is politics. Remember, they used to call President Obama the deporter in chief. They had no problem at that time. They simply want to ensure that they can defeat President Trump in 2020. And so they're going to disparage him as much as possible in the same policies that they supported during the Obama administration. This is politics, and it doesn't help the American public. It doesn't help our country. It doesn't move forward what we need to do to make this country country the best country that it can possibly be.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm really good, Duke. And you?
I'm doing fine. It's sad how they're politicizing this. It's these border agents are doing a good job, and they just can't get a break. And these people go down there like AOC and that crowd and just make things even worse with their comments.
And what I really hate is now what they're doing is, and I think they did a little bit of this back then, they're basically lying. They are talking about something that does not exist.
Mm-hmm. It's sick. They're sick individuals. But anyway, I wanted to tell you something real quick. I got a text from Andrew Yang. Is he a Democrat?
He's a Democrat running for President of the United States.
I had a volunteer text me. I don't know how the heck she got my number, but she they said Andrew Yang wants to give $1,000 a month to every American.
Yep.
Don't you think that would be great for your family? Do you think that's buying votes?
Trying to buy your vote, exactly. buying Duke's vote.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying the can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Absolutely. Do give me your month and day of birth.
Or does it's 8-8.
8-8. Still 8-8.
All right. Y'all have a great evening.
Thanks, Duke. Appreciate
you. Enjoy.
Thank you.
272-9228. So we can make this last other way through here. So Brandon Judd is going to be talking about North Carolina governor, which is a Democrat. And they had kind of a snafu in the governor's office there. We're talking about the North Carolina governor said he's not going to support ICE and what they're doing.
On another topic, North Carolina's Democratic governor making headlines because he vetoed a bill that would require police to cooperate with ICE on illegal immigration. Republican lawmakers in that state are going after him, saying that he's favoring the interests of illegal immigrants over basic public safety. Just wanted to get your reaction to that this morning.
There are very few things that get my blood boiling more than politician pandering to special interests, especially when it comes to the safety of their own constituents. How many more people that are in our custody that we fail to turn over to ICE are going to go out and rape children? 11-year-olds are going to murder United States citizens, are going to harm those people that are here in the country legally until we finally take a stand and say the rule of law is what protects us. The rule of law is what makes this country the great country that it is. We have to stand for the rule of law, and our elected politicians have to stand up and do the right thing.
Right away, Brandon. That's exactly he. This guy's really good. He's spot on. But do you hear this on ABC, NBC, or CBS? No. And that's a shame. Basically, what they're doing is they're media blackouts on certain issues, and this is one of them. Successful economic news, media blackout. Talking about results happening at the border, media blackout. Everything is doom and gloom. If it's financial news and it's bad, they're going to run it like crazy. They're going to run into the ground, actually. And if it's good, it gets a blackout note to it. And it's happening all over the place. It's just remarkable to me how I'll see a story and I'll try to find it in some other places, and it just doesn't exist. Now, I sometimes will have to go local to pick up a story. But it's like Joey calling in, talking about going down to McAllen, Texas, and seeing the situation at these facilities and how it's the opposite of what the press is saying. Or what... It's actually not the press saying it. It's Democrats saying it to the press, and the press reporting it as a fact and not doing their research on it. Just absolutely incredible to me. Greg Jarrett is weighing in on the California program for coming up with bond and bail alignments, but also is going to mention the IG report.
In California, they're testing out a system where they eliminate bail for certain criminals.
Yeah, and they want to use, in some jurisdictions, a mathematical algorithm instead of using a judge. Algorithms have their bias as well, and in fact, some instances have shown that it's actually more punishing to an accused individual who will be denied bail based on the algorithm. Look, bill has long existed for hundreds of years going back to Great Britain. There's a couple of good reasons for it. First of all, it ensures public safety. And second of all, it ensures the accused is going to show up for trial. Judges are in the best position to determine that, and they always have. Sure, there is disparity and inequity, but to leave it to mathematical algorithms or in some jurisdictions to just eliminate bail whatsoever is obviously dangerous.
And when are we going to get the Horowitz report as we go back to Russia real quick?
Yeah, anytime. It's completed, and Durham, the U.S. attorney, has it, and probably all the transcripts of the 100-plus witnesses and a million pages of documents and so forth. So it's now going through a classification review. You can bet that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, is fighting tooth and nail to hide and conceal and cover up everything. It's time Christopher Wray leave the FBI.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right. Greg Jarrett, author of the new book, Witch Hunt, comes out soon.
Yep. You can pre-order it now.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'll give you guys free copies.
Absolutely. Or at least a discount.
All right. Thank you.
Did you hear Greg Jarrett say it's time for Christopher Wray to leave the FBI? Mm-hmm. You remember about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I mentioned that there was some chatter that was out there about this. And the chatter certainly has dropped down, but I've noticed that there's not much discussion about Christopher Wray in the FBI. I think that this whole thing, the IG report, is going to be very, very damning against the FBI. And the question is, what did some people really know? And did they look the other way because they wanted to try to, quote, protect the men and women of the FBI? And you remember that press conference Christopher Wray did after the IG report, where the IG didn't say anything was wrong with the FBI. Well, I didn't get that from the IG's report. And it's kind of like he was looking the other way.
Yes.
I think Christopher Wray may, I think this report and Christopher Wray, the question is, how do you find somebody that can clear the Senate to replace Christopher Wray? And maybe what happens is a stalwart comes out of this report. There becomes a white hat out of the report that is the guy that could be doing that. Whether it's a white hat in the Senate, white hat in the Congress, white hat just out there. But these type of things happen like that. You have some huge bombshell that happens, and then you kind of go, well, we need a person to kind of fix this. And so what they do is they get this person to go in and be that new leader that's going to really kind of, let's say, make things better. Joe Conscious is going to be talking about the choices for president. And this is really interesting. I've kind of mentioned this a little bit, not as stern as he did. He's going to go back over the people who got nominations from a party for president and how they got whipped. Listen to the lineup.
And you can't kind of run for president.
Thanks
you're
for sharing
either all
that.
In or you're all out. The safe choice never wins. Let's just look back at the last couple presidential elections. Hillary Clinton, safe choice, 2016, lost. Mitt Romney, safe choice, 2012, lost. John McCain, 08, lost. John Kerry, 04, lost. Gore, 2000, lost. Bob Dole, 1996, lost. All chosen by the establishment, all the safe choice and the best chance to beat the other candidate, and all didn't win because they weren't the bold candidate. They didn't have the clear message.
Okay,
and
Joe
Biden
the bold
is going to be 78 years old on Inauguration Day if he were to win, 86 when he leaves the second term. And he's showing signs of decline. Many Democrats will say that.
So
he went over the list, and that's actually right. And you think all these safe choices, Mitt Romney, Bob Dole, John McCain, and they all got whipped. Hillary Clinton, all of them got whipped. And by kind of upstart folks that were not conventional at all, if you think about it. I mean, Barack Obama clearly was not conventional. Let's do this. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
We're really good, and you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. The weather's kind of nice. It's an old cast. At least it's not raining now.
Not yet. So. Yeah, not yet. Just hold your breath for that one.
Yeah. Now, Dan, what I want to discuss is that, you know, all the craziness coming from the Democrats and the left and, you know, all these folks, the squad and all that. I'm beginning to believe, Dan, that the IG report Is it the IG that's about to come out? And
the IG will come out first. Durham will probably come out second.
Yeah. Well, I'm beginning to believe some of the chatter I'm seeing that all these folks running around and acting like a bunch of idiots, they're doing it for a particular reason, because all of them's going to be named, or most of them's going to be named. I know John McCain's going to be named, and I don't even have to look at the phone. I can guarantee you John McCain's name is going to be in there. But all these folks are going to be exposed for what's going on here. And I've heard this several times before, that everything that we think that's going on, it's going to be 10 times worse.
Yeah.
So I think that all these folks running around acting like a bunch of ludicrous, acting like a bunch of communists, or just showing their communists, whatever it is, I'm sure some of them jumping on board with just the hate and want to spew any communist literature that they can find out of their mouths. But all these people are scared to death because it's about to come out. I just can't wait, Dan. I really just can't wait, because I want to see the list of these bunch of communists, people that was trying to overthrow our country and to do the stuff that they was doing, and all of them involved. I mean, it's shocking to think that we know the FBI, some of these players that we all know, and they say it's going to be 10 times worse than that, Dan.
Yeah, we've reported that on the show from different interviews we played, from particularly John Solomon and people like that, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't fathom that. I can fathom that the Democrats could do it, but all this stuff with the Supreme Court justices and everything else that they did, and all the crap they pulled and everything, it would explain it all if it comes out and every one of them are nuked, because the stuff that's going to come out is so damning that the American people will never, ever look toward these people and elect them again. I hope not, anyway. But that's all I got, but I sure wish it would come on and happen, because I am so concerned, because what I think happened is terrible, and to hear there's going to be 10 times worse than that.
Yeah, it does make you pause for thought, doesn't it?
Yep, we'll know in the fullness of time. I've heard that before.
I've heard that somewhere, too.
But you know what, guys? As long as y'all keep doing the great job that y'all doing over there, I'm going to keep listening out here. And we're just going to wait and see. That's what we got to do. We got to wait and see. And it's shocking, but I'm glad we got Trump in the office. And I can't thank the American people who voted for him enough. It may have been a deciding factor that saved our country. We'll see when all this happens. I'm not going to jump the gun, but it may have been. When we see this, that if it's 10 times worse than what I think, then I think that we owe a lot of gratitude to our president.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to drive safely, my friend.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Take care. News 93.1. We'll be back. Final segment right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, Rodney mentioned John McCain. I think we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of John McCain's death. I think it's at the end of August. Let's see.
Sounds about right.
And somebody said August 25th. Dedicated listener. So right around the corner. Let's do this. Let's go to Trump waivers on universal background checks. Listen how CBS plays this story.
In Washington, there's growing confusion over moves to tighten gun laws after this month's mass shootings. Attorney General William Barr said yesterday the administration will work with congressional leaders to move legislation forward starting next month. But President Trump seems to be less interested after he spoke with the NRA's chief executive this week. Weijia Zhang is at the White House. Weijia, how is the president responding to the criticism over his ambiguous stance on gun control?
President Trump insists his position has not changed, but it's hard to tell if that's true because he has yet to spell out exactly what that position is and how he plans to tackle gun control. Over the past several weeks, what the president says seems to depend on who he's talking to.
We're working on background checks. There are things we can do.
Immediately following that glimpse of assurance at the White House Wednesday to clamp down on guns, President Trump suggested current background checks are adequate.
We already have very serious background checks. We have strong background checks.
Okay, so again, here how they play it is like Trump's doing it again. Mm-hmm. Trump, you know, so he's saying we've had pretty strong background checks. You know, I can't get the people who say we want universal background checks that to really tell us what all that means. For example, does that mean a father has to do a background check on his son if he hands him a weapon or gives him a weapon? Any type, pistol. So this is what they do. They just kind of play around with it. So let's listen to the second part of CBS.
The clash adds to a string of confusing comments the president has made about how he plans to curb mass shootings. Less than 2 weeks ago, he called for meaningful background checks 17 times in the span of half an hour.
We have to have meaningful background checks. I took it about meaningful. Add that word, meaningful background checks.
Mr. Trump has never defined what he means by meaningful, but he has consistently brought up mental illness as the root of the problem.
It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun.
The two-sided approach reflects the many voices in President Trump's ear. His daughter Ivanka has been talking to members of Congress to find a compromise, while Donald Trump Jr. is a known gun enthusiast. And then there's the NRA. A day after reportedly telling its CEO, Wayne LaPierre, universal background checks are off the table, Mr. Trump used an NRA talking point, warning of a slippery slope on gun regulations.
And you know, we can't let that slope go so easy that we're talking about background checks, then all of a sudden, we're talking about let's take everybody's gun away.
President Trump's ambiguity leaves room for interpretation on both sides of the gun debate, and that makes passing legislation even trickier. The House Judiciary Committee is coming back early from its August recess to work on three separate gun bills. But Gail, without consistent pressure from the president, it's a tough sell for Republicans.
You know, there are not many chances that you get 50% off on things. But here's a chance for you. You can call, who can you call?
Wait, Dan Black Studios.
Dan Black Studios, bingo, ding, ding, ding.
Are you sure it's 50% off?
50% sounds like an awful lot. You know why? Because it is.
So if somebody has, like, old VHS tapes, like maybe they filmed their kid's soccer game or, God forbid, Betamax or reel-to-reel.
I had Beta. Don't diss Beta.
No, you were on the team that lost. But anyway, if you have any of those, like maybe Betamax, like Dan does, you can get these video transfers for 50% off at Dan Black.
Now, you can. You can do that. You can do it for VHS, My Funky Beta. You can do it 8mm. You can get it moved over to digital. You can get it moved to a jump drive. You can put it up on the cloud for you. 50% off, boys and girls.
That's
50%
a deal.
Off. Where do you call? We have to know the password. The password is Dan Moore Show. 334-279-6036. 334-279-6036. Dan Black, my good friend, Dan Black Studio. Okay, we're out of time, but I want to at least play half of this.
Okay.
The Dems are not criticizing Antifa. This lady, Lauren Gray, is very, very good. I've seen a lot of pieces that she does. And she goes out and tries to kind of get interviews. So she went out to Iowa and was talking to the candidates about Antifa.
Would you be willing to publicly denounce Antifa today?
Bill Blasio.
Thank you. Would you, Mayor Blasio?
We're a little bit in a butt crack.
I don't know what Antifa is.
I hate to denounce all hate groups.
I'm not denouncing anybody.
You're not denouncing Antifa. Would you be willing?
Thanks a lot for the question.
Yeah. Would you be willing?
2020 Democrats refusing to denounce Antifa. Turning Point USA's Lauren Gray is host of this Man on the Street video that you just saw, and she joins us now. Okay, tell us what you did.
So Turning Point and I decided to go out on the streets of the Iowa State Fair, and we questioned our Democratic presidential candidates on whether or not they'd be willing to publicly denounce Antifa. As most people know, Antifa is an organization that a lot of Americans would say is a terrorist organization. They've been known for doxing our ICE agents, which has led to violent comments on the internet and threats. They've been known recently to have beat down a journalist in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And
Andy Nunn.
They have been in the headlines for the last couple of years in a lot of major news stations. So I decided to go out and ask our candidates if they'd be willing to publicly denounce Antifa. A lot of their answers were very vague towards me. A few of them even laughed at the question. We had people, candidates that didn't even know who Antifa was, which is a very scary situation.
Which candidate was that?
Running for a public office. Kirsten Gillibrand, one of our Turning Point associates asked her, would you be willing to publicly denounce Antifa? And she said, I don't know who Antifa is. And that's
scary.
Astonishing.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition of the Dan Moore Show. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.